Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Oh my god, you should have been in game last night when all that went down. Holy jeebus. I had my own drama, which you'll be talking about shortly. Everywhere. Oh, I was in game, I just wasn't. Yeah, I was at a party. It was all about a party this weekend. Truth story. It was all over the place. It was nuts. Wow. Need to let that play out for you guys. Good morning, and as you all know, the big news, of course, has nothing to do with gaming, but there's been a bet placed on Twitter from some of us other smaller indie gaming sites, as I'm going to dub us, that it's going to take approximately 24 hours before IGN or Kotaku puts a gaming spin on the whole Osama bin Laden thing. So,
yeah, that'll bring a whole new meaning to a headshot.
So we'll keep an eye out and let you know probably tomorrow if it happened. But I have no doubt they'll put a spin on it. Hell, we could put a spin on it. I had a thought this morning, so maybe we'll do it. You're listening to Lunch.
Lunch.
With Ginger and Corey.
And I'm Ginger.
I'm Corey.
Yay.
It's us.
All day long.
I am bouncing between very well rested and awake and sleepy. Yeah, like that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not yawning. Nope.
Stay up late. I'm just full of Benadryl. I would like to offer this helpful hint from Gamer Girls Radio. People who take Benadryl and it knocks you out like it does me, if you can get the liquid kind, put it in a bottle of water, just kind of sip it all day. Don't take big sips, especially if you're at work, and it'll work. It'll get you all, you know, give you the nice boost of antihistamines. You may be a little drunk, so you might want to drink some coffee with that, but it does work. I did it all day yesterday, and it was nice that I could, you know, get my water in for the day and my Benadryl. Anyway, that has nothing to do with gaming, but I thought I'd share.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
Share bear power.
And knowing is half the battle.
And this has been your afternoon, what is it, afternoon school special, like that.
Something schoolhouse
after school
rock.
Special.
There we go. We got some after school, afternoon special, some schoolhouse rock in there. God, I said that and I had a whole montage of songs run through my head just then. Okay. Wow. That hurt. Benadryl haze. Okay, so.
Yay.
Ginger, what you got for the lovely people this morning?
I got arrows to the face.
You always got some violent wake-up. What is that about? She's a violent woman.
You have to start out with violence in the morning, girl. I am not a morning person. Not a morning person at all. So violence in the morning, perfectly natural.
I get you.
Uh-huh. All right. So they say, who doesn't like a bunch of arrows to the face? Orcs. That's who.
Okay.
Robot Entertainment has released a new gameplay video and screenshots for Orcs Must Die. The video highlights the arrow wall, one of the many unlockable defenses found in the game. Place these deadly beauties at the end of fortress corridors to cover an unguarded approach, or stick two across the hall from each other to shred a whole legion of enemies in a devastating crossfire. The spotlight video, apparently there's a video which maybe I'll try to get up on the webpage a little bit. Anyways, the spotlight video is the first in a series of weekly videos that will reveal several of the deadly traps that players can unlock as they play through Orcs Must Die this summer. All right, so what is Orcs Must Die? Orcs Must Die is an action strategy game that challenges players to defend to defend fortresses under siege. With a wide variety of traps and weapons to choose from, orcs must die, dares players to find the best ways to hack, launch, flatten, gibletize, and incinerate an endless army of filthy orcs and their vile allies. Orcs Must Die features a vibrant look, addictive gameplay, and a blatant disregard for the welfare of orcs. Orcs Must Die will be available exclusively as a digital download on personal computers and consoles this summer and can be found on the web at orcsmustdie.com.
All right.
All right.
Well, those of you who...
are you singing? Really?
Yes, you were. Well, this is actually last week. However, we thought we'd update you because we kind of skipped over a busy week last week with all the PS and Apocalypse stuff going on. Still happening, but, you know, the whole other... Yeah, the Osama thing is actually overshadowing it for now. But once that dies down, Sony will be back to giving you all the love and attention you deserve. Okay, so you guys heard about Redbox? You heard about Redbox?
No, I haven't really heard about Redbox. Tell me about Redbox.
Well, Redbox has announced that it will offer video game rentals nationwide coming this June.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes. Redbox, of course, is America's movie rental system. You usually find it outside McDonald's, Walgreens, CVS's. They announced they'll offer video game rentals at more than 21,000 Redbox locations nationwide beginning June 17th this year. Top video games will join new release movies for only $2 a day, completing a $1 DVD and a $1.50 Blu-ray daily rental price. Complimenting, I'm sorry. The announcement follows a test of video game rentals in select U.S. markets that began back in August of 2009. It said Redbox will increase consumers' access to video game rentals by leveraging our incredible technology and business model to keep rental prices low for consumers. This is from Mitch Lowe, who is the president of Redbox. He says with more than 21,000 Redbox locations slated to feature video game rentals alongside movies this June, Redbox will be the one-stop shop for entertainment. Redbox, a Coinstar Inc. brand, has tested video game rentals alongside movies at 5,000 Redbox locations. Redbox has rented more than 1 million video games in less than 2 years at these locations, underscoring the popularity of video game play in America, added Lowe. Today, nearly 64% of people in the United States own a game console. Upon launch, Redbox will feature games across the three major platforms, PlayStation, the Wii, and the Xbox. Video game titles will range from top releases to popular family and kid titles. The Redbox will make discovering the latest games as easy as a trip to the local grocery, convenience, or drugstore, said Joel Resnick, who's the vice president of games at Redbox. I am not, and this is also reporting from Engadget and Joystick, I am not sure this is the best idea. Games are a whole different animal than movies, and I see some mayhem happening when somebody's waiting to get a hold of a game they really want. We know how some of us can be out there. Some of you out there are not.
Mm-mm.
As my grandmother used to say, wrapped too tight. So,
true story.
I see a line at the Redbox. I see people trying to tip it over. I mean, I don't know what kind of security those things have. I've never used the Redbox. I see them, but I've never used them. And movies completely different. People usually don't get so up in arms about getting their, you know, the latest DVD release. But a game is different completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll cut somebody over that.
Yes, and God forbid the machine breaks and they put their money in, they can't get the game out. Oh, your machine is toppling over. And I want to know where they tested it. Did you test it in, you know, some of the middle? Did you test it in all the rich neighborhoods? Did you test? Hey, I'm serious because, you know, depending on.
Or did you check it out down there, the Walmart and Piggly Wiggly?
There you go, because if you didn't put it in the hood or in the hick towns, you didn't really test it because you did not.
No.
Well, we got a red box at the Piggly Wiggly, yes, but it didn't have games in it before, so something to think about, people.
Yes, I can see it now. We'll be good.
Mm-hmm. What you got, Jen? What you got?
I've got a story that ultimately upsets me, grosses me out, and irritates the jeebus out of me. Yes. And this actually came in Friday, but it was at the end of the show, and I didn't get to mention it. A 12-year-old flies to have sex with gamer. Two met while playing World of Warcraft. Oh, yes. Okay. So Albuquerque News is talking about that apparently there's a 12-year-old girl with really bad parents, really stupid parents, don't deserve to be parents. Anyways, this child plays World of Warcraft, or played. Met this boy, 18-year-old boy. They guildmates, started playing together. What started out innocently enough as just, you know, talking, quickly turned into sexting and plans to meet up. Are you still here?
I'm still here. I'm seething is what I am. I'm like,
yes, yes. The girl's mother says for 8 months she tried her hardest to keep these two apart. Because, you know, it's so hard to keep a 12-year-old away from an 18-year-old who, by the way, doesn't even live in the same state. Oh, no, no, no. So the only way they're talking is via the phone or the internet. Yeah. All right. So this boy, I'm going to call him a boy because he is only 18 years old. Stupid, though. Still, child's 12. Come on. Yeah, it's apparently pretty adamant on being with this girl because they're in love. And all this fun stuff. Drove down from Idaho to New Mexico to see her before cops, before somebody tipped off the cops and convinced him to turn around and go back home. But of course, you know, cops being involved and all that fun stuff isn't enough to keep, you know, these two star-crossed lovers apart. Because don't you know the world's just against them? Anyway, so this guy, the really smart. I guess I should say smart. Anyways, stupid knows how to use the internet, though. Found out that certain airlines, children can fly without parental consent. Oh, yes. So what's he do? He goes to United Airlines. He buys this girl a ticket to Idaho and flies her out to see him.
Yeah. Please tell me nothing happened.
Apparently, they just fooled around. The cops got there before they got in the shower together that they were planning.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Of course, you know, the girl's 13-year-old mother, or 13-year-old mother, sorry, the girl's 13 now, apparently. But anyways, apparently the girl's mother tipped off police that the middle schooler was with this guy, and yes, they went and got her. But she's saying, you know, what did she say? She would advise other parents to keep their kids off the internet until 16 and not allow them to have unrestricted cell phone use. You think your kid's 12. Your child is 12. 12. And if I remember right, World of Warcraft is still rated T. T for teens, which is 13. So your child is 12 and playing World of Warcraft unsupervised.
They should bring charges against this woman. I'm sorry.
They should. They should.
The state should step in.
No business being a parent.
Your child, this is the same as you saying, you know, well, she's drinking, but she's at home. Oh, I gave her some drugs, but I gave it to...
No.
I'm not saying video games are horrible. Okay, I don't want anybody to jump to that conclusion because we know some of you out there will. The conclusion I'm jumping to is there is an MMO for children where they cannot speak to anyone unless they have your permission. It's called Wizard 101. We've been talking about the game here, and it's actually a good game. It's not even a kiddie-like game. What I love is the parental controls. They can't talk to or befriend anybody you don't say so. And even in that, once you say it's okay, they're limited in what they can say. Pre-generated responses.
Yes, exactly.
And everything is sent to you. You know what's going on. I think some people out there, you're bad parenting using the internet as an excuse. You want the politicians to step in. When you know what? You have all the tools you need. You're just being stupid and lazy. Do your
Yes, and actually...
job.
The county detective, Amy Dudewicks, said something like that. I did like that. Bernalillo County Detective Amy Dudewicks, I hope I'm saying your name right, Amy, because way to go, woman, said whatever rules parents make, they need to remember they can say no. She goes on to say cell phone bills are paid by most parents. Internet usage is provided by most parents. Gaming systems are provided by most parents. You should decide when and where your kids can use those.
What I see is we have a nation
spoken.
We have a nation of people that are technologically dumb and they want to remain that way. So they give their kids the stuff and say, here, go play, stay out of my hair. But the thing is, people, you already have your tools.
How hard is it to turn off the internet? How hard is it to turn off the electricity if it comes to that?
Girl,
take the computer.
I am telling you.
Put the computer in the trunk of your car and take to work with you every day.
The one and only time my mother caught me smooching a boy. I wasn't doing anything. I was outside on the porch. Let me just tell you, I don't even remember that boy's name because I didn't see him again. When I am not home, because she was not home, and I was outside thinking, okay, it's okay because I'm outside. When I am not home, there are to be no boys, especially. I don't really want anybody in the house, but maybe I'll let your friends in, but no boys, period, around the vicinity of this house, within 50 yards of this house. And I got in trouble. One of my oldest and dearest friends, her mom worked at night, came home and caught a boy in the house. She quit her job and got a job where she could be home with her at night. Some of you out there are not willing to make the sacrifice, and if you're not, give the kid to somebody who wants to be a parent and quit pretending. Oh, we need to get off this story because I'm about to just go off. I hate it.
Girl, I'm telling you, and I wrote up a thing about it too and posted it up on the website, my little rant about stupid parents.
She's a baby. She's not even if she was 16, 17, I could see where you say it's hard to control a 16 or 17-year-old. But a 12-year-old is under your thumb. She can't do anything without your say. So she can't even hold up a fake ID and say, I'm 17. Who's going to believe her?
Mm-hmm.
12-year-olds look 12. I don't care how advanced some of you think they look. If you look at their faces, they look 12. They act, they speak, and they walk like a 12-year-old. Oh, God, I'm gone. I'm done. I'm done.
Girl, I'm with you. I'm with you. And I don't know. Oh. You know, though.
Put her in jail, please. She needs to go to jail. Mm-hmm. I'm blaming her.
And I'm not saying that the boy isn't in the wrong because he's 18. He's a man. He's an adult by that age.
Well, not mentally.
Of course not.
but legally, I'm looking at the parent at some point. You can't expect even him to be more responsible than the mom.
Mm-hmm.
This is your daughter. She's your job. She's your responsibility to take care of and keep safe until she's old enough to take care of herself. And you have failed epically. You should not have her anymore. Bring her and drop her off over here.
Mm-hmm.
She'll still play on Xbox, but I bet you when I say get off the damn internet, she's getting off. Oh, it's going to be a misunderstanding in here.
There will be no misunderstanding. You will be getting your ass off the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Hey, kids in my family know one thing. Corey will let you play all the games you want, but when I say we're done or you can't play that, you don't ask twice. Or teeth will be being picked up off the floor. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. Okay, we got to move along, girl. I'm getting upset. More I think about it, I'm upset. I just wanted to... Okay. Well, back to P.S. Anocalypse, who has some of the rest of you also screaming and tearing out your hair. Sony has now revealed or outlined some plans as of yesterday on how they plan to revive the PlayStation Network, and this is from over at GamesIndustry.biz. They did this at the Tokyo at a Tokyo press conference, again, yesterday around 7:12 a.m. Tokyo time. They apologized for the PlayStation Network outage, and they said that, of course, they're apologizing for the theft of millions of gamers' personal data and possibly credit cards. They still won't just come out and say it. They're revealing its Welcome Back program. Hello?
Sorry, yelling at my dog.
So they're saying they revealed their Welcome Back program, which is designed to reward us customers that were affected by the outage. They'll also offer selected PlayStation Entertainment content for download for free on a region-by-region basis. It'll announce the content that you'll be able to download soon. They said all PSN customers will get a 30 Benadryl. Wow, will get 30 days free membership in the PlayStation Plus service. Existing PS customers receive 30 days free. Curiosity subscribers receive 30 days free. Sony's promised more Welcome Back entertainment and services over the coming weeks as PSN is turned back on. Sony has also reconfirmed the news that some PSN and Curiosity services will be available this week. Sony will first turn back on the gaming, music, and video services, and a collective cheer has gone up from the masses. I hear you all out there. Let me help you out. Yeah. So, meanwhile, they went to a bit more detail on the cyber attack. That I love it how they put it, has rocked the game industry and left personal data tied to 77 million PSN accounts stolen. Sony has implemented a variety of new security measures to provide greater protection of personal information. Tests, of course, have been conducted with third-party security experts to verify the strength of PSN, and the job of Chief Information Security Officer has been created, this job opening, to add a new position of expertise in the accountability for customer data protection. Sony has also implemented a variety of new security measures to provide greater protection of personal information. Did I just say that? I did. Gosh, love Benadryl. That was me that time. That's not them. the new security measures include added automated software monitoring and configuration management to help defend against new attacks, enhanced levels of data protection and encryption, enhanced ability to detect software intrusions from within the network, unauthorized access and unusual activity patterns, implementation of additional firewalls, and of course Sony has come under fire for not encrypting personal data such as passwords. What? In the UK, the Information Commissioner's Office plans to discuss the security failure with Sony to see whether it was in breach of the Data Protection Act. But Sony has insisted that it did encrypt the credit card information, and this morning stressed that it was found no evidence at this time that credit card data was stolen. Hirari confirmed the number of exposed credit card numbers was about 10 million. Sony is unsure if those card numbers were actually stolen, but it doesn't know if hackers are trying to use them in fraudulent purchases. How would they use them if they're encrypted? I'm just saying. See, that's double talk. Of course, once PSN comes back online, it'll force a system software update that requires all registered PSN users to change their account passwords. The passwords can only be changed on the same PS3 in which the account was activated or through validated email confirmation. Man! Okay. So Kuzo Hirari said, this criminal act against our network has a significant impact not only on our consumers but our entire industry. You're damn right. These illegal attacks obviously highlight the widespread problem of cybersecurity, and we can take the security of our customers' information. We do take the security of our customers' information very seriously and are committed to helping our consumers protect their personal data. In addition, the organization has worked around the clock to bring those services back online and are doing so only after we verified increased levels of security across our networks. You can go and check out the rest of the story over at gamesindustry.biz. And someone is also asking, does it apply to the PSP? I would suggest those of you who have PSPs, go ahead and change your passwords too. Just take care of everything. Mm-hmm. Might as well get it done. Sony, here's my issue with you right now. This is a growing problem, I think, in the world community at large, is we reveal mm-hmm. too much information. I don't think you should be telling people what you've done. Just say, look, we've taken care of it. Don't worry. And I know a lot of you feel like you have the right to know, but the people who are actually doing this also are getting the same information and probably plotting a new way to attack now that they know what's been done to update the system. So I'm all for keeping your damn mouth shut.
Yeah.
You all don't need to know everything. Start saying, okay, well, I'm going to hope that they've taken care of it. If you don't trust them, please leave. But I don't think – I'm not liking the whole everything. We need to put everything on the Internet. We need to know everything because our enemies are also able to get access to the information. So sometimes it's best to shut up. I'm just saying. Anyway, Ginger, what you got?
I have got that there are a lot of – let me try this again. Apparently I cannot talk today. I've got that there are probably a ton of really ticked off people right about now with AT&T. Have you heard about this?
Ooh, do share.
AT&T begins capping broadband users today.
Oh, and I was going to switch to them. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. Screw you and your caps. No. All right, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Looks like they pulled it from Ars Technica. Today, AT&T began controlling how much broadband users consume with a new cap. The new cap limits users to 150 gigabytes for DSL and 250 gigabytes for its UVerse service. This could prove to be a challenge to AT&T subscribers that use services such as Netflix and Hulu due to the massive amounts of data being transferred during streaming. AT&T joins Comcast and some smaller ISPs in limiting the amount of broadband users consume, and the penalty for going over is additional charges. AT&T will charge an additional $10 per month for going over the cap. That charge is not a one-time thing either. Users will be charged $10 for every 50 gigabytes of additional data over the cap. If you have children or additional Internet users in your care, the new capping scheme could prove to be an expensive challenge. Net neutrality rules that had some teeth in them could have stopped this from ever happening, but the FCC's proposals lost their teeth somewhere in between the process of seeking approval from telecoms and being approved. Screw you, AT&T. And Comcrap? Yeah, if I can find a better internet service, I'm so out. I'm not even joking.
I'm moving for a protest. Mm-hmm. I know it'd be hard, but I think all of us should say, you know what? We're just not going to use your stuff. We're all canceling today.
Seriously, if I weren't so addicted,
come on, y'all. We got to make a stand. They're taking our internet away.
And what's worse is before they even capped this, it was still crappy service, Comcast.
And it's, yeah.
You got some crappy service. You've got some crappity customer support. Oh.
Well,
God, if y'all are looking at going to Comcrap, don't do it. Oh, and Comcrap is also Time Warner. Don't do that one either.
Also Roadrunner.
Also Roadrunner. Don't do that one either.
Infinity.
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't do that one either. They're all the same, just different names.
Verizon, are you out there? Can you please bring your files to Texas? Please. We need you. We need you.
True story. Bring it. Bring it.
I'm there. As soon as you get here, you don't even have to worry about signing me up. Just, you know, PlayStation's already giving you my information. Just go ahead and take it. Sign me up.
Something, because this is getting ridiculous. You have no idea. And I don't even have to be doing anything. I can be sitting here minding my own little business and sit here and watch my internet drop 4, 5, 6 times in an hour. And I'm doing nothing but typing in Word. So I'm not even on the internet. Not doing nothing.
They hate us.
They do. They do hate us. And it's, girl, and they've come and dug up my line so many times, I think I'm going to have a permanent spot in my yard that shows where the line's buried.
I wish I could say that I didn't have the same issue. I think my house is where all the lines are. I'm on a corner, so all my stuff gets dug up all the time. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Well, look, well, got some other interesting news for you guys.
What we have here.
What? It's a misunderstanding. No. So, have you guys heard of Bonham Space History Sale?
Yeah.
Well, the sale usually includes spacesuit type memorabilia and other things that get flown into space. Well, guess what? The first console to be flown into space? The Game Boy.
Game Boy.
The original Game Boy.
Ooh.
So, actually, I think it already went in. I'm saying it's doing it now. But Bonham's upcoming space history sale is going to happen May 5th up in New York. Hey, there's a Tetris cartridge. I have that game for
original Game Boy. I miss Tetris.
I have it for original Game Boy. Oh, I'm tempted to pull it out and play. Anyway, they're saying the sale is going to be filled with items that will make any space geek reconsider their current spending priorities. But, of course, the one particular item hits close to home for the people over at Engadget, and that's the Game Boy, the original Nintendo Game Boy. It's going to be mixed in with space suits. And expected to fetch upwards of, get this, $100,000.
No, thank you. I think I'll build my own rocket and just fly to orbit.
Okay, so there's various other memorabilia in with that, both from the U.S. and the Soviet space programs. And again, it is an ordinary Nintendo Game Boy with a copy of Tetris, and it had apparently gone up with cosmonaut Alexander Serebrov on Soyuz mission TM-17 back in 93. Okay, I'm sorry, that price that I gave you was for the whole entire group, you know, the spacesuits and everything. If you just wanted the Game Boy, it's going to be between $1,500 to $2,000. Yeah. Man, I wonder if I could sell mine for that much.
Oh, wow, that would be crazy.
Anyway, you can pop over to Engadget if you want to get a link to the auction. It might be interesting just to go over and just to sit there. I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel a real sense of pride to see a gaming console go for $1,500. I don't want to buy one for that much. Let me be clear. Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, I don't want a console that costs $1,500. I'm amazed at something that we know and loved could be considered memorabilia and all special life to be an auction. Just saying. Anyway.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Uh-oh. Are you playing any of the Sony MMOs?
No. Why? What happened?
There's been a breach.
Oh, Lord.
Sony, I'm so sorry, Sony. Yeah, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. They actually pulled it from the SOEStation.com website itself.
Oh,
Sony Online Entertainment's various services seem to be down, and a message on the official site does not give much information on the particulars, they say. According to a short post on the site, the services were taken down after an investigation revealed a deeper intrusion than expected at first. This is the first time that we've heard that Sony's MMORPG arm had some sort of security breach.
Well, hell, so did... Oh, God. Mm.
Yeah, so the website, what's it say? It says, "Dear valued SOE customers, we have had to take down, we've had to take the SOE service down temporarily. In the course of our investigation into the intrusion into our systems, we have discovered an issue that warrants enough concern for us to take the service down effective immediately. We will provide an update later today." And, of course, this is happening today, right now, Monday. The writer goes on and says, "This could be part of Sony's plans to beef up security for the PlayStation Network, but this message seems to indicate that something more serious is going on. It could be that the PC games, that PC game players may have something to worry about, but we hope that is not the case. We will have more on the story as it develops." Oh, crap. And that's where the credit card information is going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Right there.
Mm. And if they didn't encrypt that, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Sony. Sony, seriously, Sony.
Wow. I kind of thought, maybe.
And I wondered whether or not, but,
Wow. Yeah. Okay, well, moving along.
Abby your ankles.
Well, this girl is singing in my ear again. she is a happy, happy girl. Okay, well, we usually try not to report on the boys' camp, but it warrants some reporting. IGN.
Boys play games?
Yeah, boys play games. I did not, for some reason, realize News Corp owned IGN. Oh, now I got to talk to you after the show. Now something just clicked for me. Okay, so IGN owner News Corp is reportedly going to buy media network UGO, which is currently owned by Hearst Corporation, and this also includes the 1UP Network, with plans to spin off IGN Entertainment as a separate business. A report from the Wall Street Journal All Things Digital states that plans for the merger were finalized over the weekend and will most likely be announced in the coming days. The IGN spinoff plans will not yet be announced, at least for a couple of months. UGO Entertainment was, of course, acquired by Hearst back in 2007, July of 2007, and bought the 1UP Network in January 2009, with the sale including 1UP.com, MyCheats.com, GameTab.com, and GameVideos.com, all of which I stopped visiting as soon as they bought because it got to be, yeah, that kind of site.
Mm-hmm.
The IGN spinoff will be a new standalone site that focuses on video game news, reviews, and culture. Wow, imagine that. So, which is what they should have been doing all along. The new business will be run by Roy Bahat, who currently runs IGN and has done so since 2007. Yes, and is one of the reasons why they have the video game Vixen type stuff. Before the split happens, IGN may also acquire other properties. News Corp is currently looking at bringing in outside investors for the move. Oh, this is not good. The report notes that IGN Entertainment, which includes a network of sites, digital sales business, direct-to-drive, is expected to earn more than $10 million this year with revenues of $100 million. Also earlier in the year, IGN Entertainment announced that it was to enter the professional gaming business and host a gaming tournament featuring Blizzard's highly regarded strategy title, StarCraft II. The tournament took place last week and streamed live on the IGN site. The company also provided office space for 5 indie developers in what it called the Indie Open House. Developers Cryptic Sea, Team Ethereal, Avantix, Runt Inc., and Interbang Entertainment all received 6 months free use of IGN's office space, peer support, and consultation. We'll keep you posted. See, and the comments are not happy ones. Some people are already saying 1UP is already a shell of its former self and will most likely be put out of its misery. And people are wishing that it would go back to EGM. I got to say the same.
I avoid IGN, if I can help it.
I avoid IGN, and I had to leave 1UP behind when I started seeing the change when they bought it. So I'm sorry. And as we all have been saying over Twitter, you know, of course this means a lot of people are going to get fired. A lot of people are going to be sent packing. So, hey, we got room for you over here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Bring it, people.
Come on over here. We'll take you in. We got some biscuits.
No, I'll tell you about that later, because that's all.
No biscuits?
Not for IGN. No. No.
Well, that saddens me.
I won't even offer you sweet tea out on the porch.
Oh, not the IGN.
Drink from the water hose.
No, the people, not the IGN. We'll go
okay.
To the people.
Yeah, people can come. IGN,
people from 1UP can come over, because they were nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were.
Wow.
Yeah. Not good. Now, I don't like 1UP. I'm not a fan of the layout of the website, but, you know.
Well, it didn't used to look like that. That's when we started noticing anybody out there started to change and become... Yeah, that.
Yeah. All right, did we talk about New Vegas, the recent update the other day? I don't think we did.
New Vegas got an update? Ooh, probably this weekend.
Bethesda tells Fallout New Vegas owners to ignore new updates. Oh, yes. Users that made the unfortunate decision to download the latest Fallout New Vegas update found out the hard way that it makes Obsidian and Bethesda's action RPG game unplayable. Now Bethesda is telling the community that it is working hard on a fix and is urging those that have not downloaded already to avoid it. According to a post on the Bethesda's official blog, Obsidian has figured out what caused the problem and plans to put out a new patch soon. All right, so what does the blog exactly say? They say, regarding the Xbox 360 update, we've discovered a solution to the issue that's causing the problems with game saves. We'll be hosting a replacement update on Xbox Live as soon as humanly possible. If you haven't grabbed the new Vegas update on 360 today, we recommend you decline the update until the new one is live. We'll be sure to let you know when it's up. Bethesda's advice is sound, though it always sucks as a developer when you have to go hat in hand and explain your blunders. Still, Bethesda gets points for being honest and forthcoming with its community. I'm wondering, how the heck did it get out there as an update without somebody realizing that it wasn't working on the saves? Did you not test it beforehand?
No.
I thought that's why you had testers.
No, what we do now is use regular people as testers and tell them, you can beta test, you can play the game for free. That's what we have as testers now.
Now, if I'm paying you to play your game, it better work. All I gotta say.
Well, if they would pay some testers, their games would probably work a lot better. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, people out there who say, I want a beta test, think way back before they started doing this. How good your games were. You really had any issue with your games. You know, it may have been a little graphical glitch or error, but it wasn't nearly as bad as now where, we released a patch, it don't work.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and this is why you need to hire testers. You know, I know some girls who would be willing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I will find everything wrong with your game, including some stuff you didn't even think was supposed to be wrong.
I'd be like, wait a minute, is that a typo? Hey, that's a typo.
They would be like, see that dress right there? That is all wrong for her.
Mm-hmm.
That's an NPC. I don't care. It is all wrong. She needs new hair. No. You're ready to kick me out after the first hour I'm there. Please get her out of here.
Why does her one shoe fall to the ground when we're walking right here? What's wrong with that? There's something wrong with the ground right here.
Yes.
Stand there without a shoe.
Yes, and I would catch all of that would be the bad part. Okay. Well, those of you who have Windows Phone 7 while you're being tracked, you might as well have a little fun.
While you're being tracked.
Yes, you might as well play a few games. So Decapod Studios is saying they're offering you a game that's going to continue to explore mobile games with the release of their new game, Murfit. Yes, I said Murfit. Murfit. In Murfit, players must use their puzzle-solving skills and fast reaction to withstand the attacks of gorgeous marble hordes and bring those beasts under control. They're saying deep yet simple core game mechanics, coupled with astonishing graphics, immersive sound effects, and adaptive gameplay result in intense climactic moments that modern gamers are craving. What is going on with the person that wrote this PR? What were you thinking about? Murfit's underlying fun quantization. Yes, I said fun quantization technology has been optimized to run flawlessly on Windows Phone 7. Among a few of the features, which I'm not going to tell you all of them, are engaging campaigns spawning more than 70 levels of marble blasting madness. 3 game modes for players to choose from to suit their playing style, and more than 10 power-ups to help players redefine the game field and wreak havoc in a blink of an eye. And I'll give you one more. 8 exclusive awards to boost the replay value further by throwing extra challenges at the player. And as usual, Dennis Brandis at Decapod Studios, the managing director, had this to say, "We're very excited to share the joy of Murphit while mobile gaming community with the mobile gaming community. We hope everyone will have as much fun playing Murphit as we had developing it. If this is your first time listening to our newscast this morning, go back and listen. You'll notice every PR, they always say how excited they are. Murphit will be available, of course, worldwide on the Windows Phone 7 Marketplace for 99 cents, which is not bad. If you want to go and check them out, you can go over to decapodstudios.com/Murphit/WP7, and that link will actually be up on our site in a matter of moments. So if you are trying to figure out how to get to it, then you pop over there and look at it, or you can do it now if you're listening, not live. Ginger, we got about three minutes before we go into our break time. Man, this Benadryl is not working with me. It's not like me.
Well, all right, I think I can do maybe this one in 3 minutes. This is more about Sony and Anonymous.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm pulling this from the tech section in Yahoo News. They pulled it from PC World. Sony says it has found no link between an attack on its PlayStation network and Curiosity Services and internet activist group Anonymous, which had earlier targeted its systems. Yay! See, Anonymous told you they didn't do it, and I, you know, as much as they are kind of skeezy, I do believe them. Less than 2 weeks before the most recent attack, Anonymous members launched a denial-of-service attack against the PlayStation Network in protest at Sony's legal pursuit of hacker George Hotz. Hotz had modified the firmware of a PlayStation 3 so that it could run the Linux OS. Sony claimed the software violated U.S. Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which prohibits the reverse engineering of encryption protections. The dispersed internet-based group had already claimed it had nothing to do with the attack. In a posting on a website titled "For Once We Didn't Do It," the group said its core had not targeted Sony or the PlayStation Network, but the denial left open the possibility that individuals from the group might have been responsible. Anonymous said, "While it could be the case that Anons have acted by themselves, Anon Ops was not related to this incident and takes no responsibility for it." Hotz, the hacker targeted by Sony, also denied any link with the attack. Hotz says, "I'm not crazy and would prefer not to have the FBI knocking on my door. Running homebrew and exploring security on your devices is cool. Hacking into someone else's server and stealing databases of user info is not cool." At present, the identity of the hacker or hackers behind the attack remains a mystery. They do say the motive is also unclear. Sony said that there is a high possibility the hacker stole personal information of millions of registered users, but it found no evidence that a database of credit card numbers was accessed. If true, that appears to rule out a financial motive behind the attack. When asked by a reporter for his opinion on a motive behind the attack, Harai said he could not speculate on the motive. I'm thinking the motive was a big F you, Sony. Pretty sure that's what that was.
Yeah.
F you.
I think it was a, somebody trying to show that they could.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait a minute. Oh, it's time to take a break.
Break time. Da, 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 da. Wait. I'm singing to
me. You are a happy, happy girl. What is that about?
Not enough caffeine is what that's about.
You sing when you don't have caffeine? We should keep you from caffeine more often.
No, I need my caffeine. I get incredibly silly without it.
Oh, it might be silly.
No. I'll start shaking and rocking in the corner back and forth. It's bad.
But you're cute.
Until I get my vengeance, I will
never
end.
No, I need my caffeine.
Oh, no, you didn't. I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me. Oh no, you didn't. 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 Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you. Yo, yo.
check it out.
Oh, no, you didn't. First you try to trap me, then you bust a cap in my ass. Oh.
Oops.
You know what? It's Monday. It's going to be one of those days. AT&T, Comcast, all of you. Yeah.
Well, we are back after our lovely break. Sorry to end you.
We will cut you. We will cut you and then cut you again.
I did press the button. It just didn't want to respond.
Steve, one of those Mondays.
I'm perfectly fine. I am happy, 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 happy.
Oh, yeah? Why are you happy today, Corey?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're trying to respond.
Listen to that voice. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're trying to imply, but...
imply.
What do you mean? You know, I don't talk to pirates. Anyway.
Oh! What about vampires?
Where is my knife? I had it here just a second ago.
For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, seriously, Second Life, it's free. Come play with us. Ginger Ghost Star, Corey Mills. It's not hard. You install it, you make an account, you log in.
Oh,
we
my God.
They laugh at you when you're in your newbie avatar, but soon enough, you'll be all nice and pretty.
That does remind me. There is a new edition of Second Life. I actually meant to announce on the news this morning because I am such a code junkie. Second Life has introduced ragdoll physics to the game.
Bouncy boobs.
Yes, and bouncy boobs is one of the fun additions. If you, I know a lot of you are saying, well, ragdoll physics has been in every game, but in this instance, you get to control what's bouncy, what moves, what doesn't.
I got to ask you about that later. What all exactly can be bouncy?
Anything you want. Your belly, your thigh, your leg.
Girls get bouncy boobs. Guys?
Yeah, even that can be made bouncy.
Wow.
I was completely enamored with myself for a good 2 hours last night. Not because, you know, it's like, oh, it's bouncy boobs. It's because it's really amazing to see this happening. And it's probably going to change, or it, well, not probably. It will alter the world of Second Life forever. If you've been keeping up with us here, you know, we do the virtual fashion week. Clothes are going to have to change because of the textures, you know, textures on the clothes. I was watching a girl, the girl who gave me my first little bouncy whatever to play with because I couldn't get it to work at first. And those of you who do have Second Life, be aware you have to have Viewer 2 for it to be able to see it in action. And they have a whole sim in Second Life that they, the Lindens, built that you can see all the stuff in action, what you can do with it. But her clothes textures were kind of crazy because the boobs were too bouncy, you know. So this is going to change the way that they make clothes. They're probably going to come with this in them now so that they can control how their clothes look. It's just going to be amazing. So I'm looking forward to watching what's going to go on in Second Life as a result of this. Assassin's Grid's another one that's probably going to change. New animations are going to have to be made when you're shot or, you know, or, yeah. Think about it. Ragdoll physics now. Now it's not just the animation of fall down, but we're talking you're getting blown back and, you know.
Yes, when I grip you, oh.
Yes, yes, yes. When you cut somebody.
See your arms and your legs wiggling while I strangle you.
Yes, exactly. So that's going to change Second Life. It's going to make it really amazing for a lot of developers that are have MMOs in Second Life. Just some of the stuff you hear us talk about, the Vampire Sims and Assassin's Grid, which we've reviewed on the site. And
oh, the new Bites. Oh.
Isle of the new one that I play that I can never remember the name of, which I'll be writing to you about when I get to go back in and play again. Excellent MMO there as well, based on. I don't know why you don't come play there, Ginger. It's very steampunk.
Send me a link after this. Send me a link after this. I'll go.
The whole sim is just, it's Victorian steampunked out. You would love it. And, you know,
send me a link.
Oh, that's another thing they have that I think they were announcing over the weekend too, that they were updating the magic, people, you know, the witches and wizards in that particular sim, so that the magic is now going to work with the ragdoll physics. And they had some beautiful particle effects where, you know, of course, so imagine it with the physics, you know, when you throw the fireball, the person's on fire, the chest caves, you know, whatever happens when you're on fire, I don't know. But anyway, amazing. So if you haven't been in Second Life in a while, you're going to love it. If you've never been in before, you're going to be like, this is amazing because you get to control it. You can build it yourself. This is not, you know, you sat down and bought a game. You actually can go in and say, you know, I just really want my boobs to be extra bouncy. Hair is going to change too. Love it.
Oh, the hair is going to be lovely. Maybe we can get away from the stupid, ugly, flexy hair.
Oh, my hair is going to be...
flexy hair is bad, but the long, straight, flexy hair that goes through your body is just...
I didn't get to play with... This is going to sound horrible. I didn't get to play with my boobs that much to see if they go through each other. Because the girl that gave it to me, she had this...
Do you have to get something extra?
Yeah, it's in your...
I went. I didn't see anything.
It's in your edit outfit. And there's a little... It's very brightly colored. It's the shape of a person. And it says, add new physics. And once you add the new physics, you tell it where you want to be bouncy. The breast, your butt, your head. You know, maybe you want your head to be a yellow.
Maybe, I think there's something wrong in my viewer. Maybe I should uninstall it and re-download it.
You have to have viewer 2.6.
I got the new one.
Yeah, I'll actually pass you one, because then once I give it to you, for some reason, once you give it to somebody, then you're able to add, because it wouldn't let me add it first either. I found it, but it wouldn't let me, you know, play with it at first, so she gave me hers. So it's actually transferable like a piece of clothing.
Ooh, cool.
So, and I was worried, it doesn't affect the person that you give it to, so her boobs were comically large, but I have an avatar that's shaped like a normal person, and it was... You know, normal bounce, normal, you know, like girls out there know what I'm talking about. How are your boobs?
Yeah.
So it didn't look crazy. So mine was normal. So when I give it to you, it's not going to make your boobs bigger. It's going to work with whatever you have.
Awesome. Because as far as Second Life goes, I got the itty bitty titties.
She's itty bitty all over. She's so cute. I tower everybody. I got supermodel Abby's, all of them. They're like 7 feet tall.
No, mine are all, Second Life, they're short. They're like 6'2". I got one that's now like 5'8". She's my shortest.
Oh, Lord, child.
Come
up to my hip. Yeah. Anyway, we get back to our news. People are like, Santa went off on a whole tangent.
We did too, but y'all don't understand today. Today was a slow news day, so today y'all get Ginger and Corey.
It's about the updates to the community. We helped you out. Go check it out. If you're a wannabe game developer, it's a good place to develop your skills and earn a little cash at the same time. I'm going to sell my boob bouncage on the marketplace for that matter. What?
Ooh.
I sure am. I'm going to put it up as soon as we get off.
Back to news story.
Look, hurry. Get it over with.
Sweetie in the Takedown pushes Techie into spotlight.
Ooh.
This is awesome. I'm pulling this from PC World. Osama bin Laden is finally dead, and Sohaib Athar, I hope I said your name right, sir, is finally asleep. That's the news on Monday morning from the man who unwillingly live-tweeted the raid on a Pakistani compound that took down the world's most famous supervillain. Athar is a 33-year-old IT consultant in Abbottabad, the Pakistani city where bin Laden's compound was located. More than 7 hours before President Obama addressed the nation to deliver the news, he began a string of tweets that became one of the first eyewitness accounts of a terrorist mastermind's historic last stand. They started simply enough. He tweeted, "Helicopter hovering above Abbottabad at 1 a.m. is a rare event." And then about 10 minutes later, he says, "A huge window-shaking bang here in Abbottabad, Kent. I hope it's not the start of something nasty." Athar also tweeted and retweeted the conflicting reports and rumors about the helicopter crash that U.S. officials says was due to mechanical error. Several hours after his initial tweet about the helicopters, he wrote, "Another rumor, two copters that followed the crashed one were foreign Cobras and got away." It's ironic, Athar told journalist Omar Warach, "I left Lahore because of the bombs. Then I come to Abbottabad and find out that bin Laden lived here." Athar had previously written on his blog of his decision to move to the upscale mountain retreat after members of his family were injured in a car accident in his hometown, the sprawling and congested city of Lahore. In the past 24 hours, followers of Athar's Twitter feed swelled by tens of thousands. He tweeted about setting up a Gmail filter for the new follower notifications, immediately reducing the new emails in his inbox by thousands. 12 hours after the episode began, Athar reported being flooded by interview requests from journalists, and two journalists from Islamabad appeared in person on his doorstep. Athar's Twitter stream stopped as the workday was about to begin on the U.S. East Coast with one last tweet, "Bin Laden is dead. I didn't kill him. Please let me sleep now."
Well, you got what you asked for, honey. You should have not said anything.
But that is amazing. See, this is what I love about the internet. I was trying to tell my husband about this at 3 a.m. when I was coming to bed, dragging my butt to bed finally. Mm-hmm. Is being up and seeing all of these parties, watching the protests, listening to people talk. I mean, even in the virtual world, there are some people that are closer to what's going on than what I'm at. And it's not really like you're there, but it's as close to a first person's perspective as you're going to get listening to these people who are actually there. It happened in Second Life with Egypt and the protests.
Mm-hmm.
There was protests going on in the Egyptian Sims with Egyptian people who play the game were there, and you got to hear their views. You know, you got to hear exactly what was going on in their towns, in their homes, in, you know, on their streets.
Yes. And that should, it brings us closer together, but you got to be careful of that closeness. But
you do. But this is amazing at the same time.
I would say that's the first place I heard it. I didn't hear it on the TV. I was standing next to a girl, and very, very plainly, she said, Bin Laden is dead. And I said, Bin Laden who? I'm looking around, who's got an avatar named Bin Laden? How tacky. And then she said, no. Osama Bin Laden is dead. I was like, are you serious? That's when I turned on the TV. So that's the person I heard it from. I heard it in a virtual world standing next to a person.
Yeah, the same thing with the earthquakes in China and that whole thing. Before the news ever even broadcasted the warnings, I was hearing about it in Second Life.
Same here.
I was getting group notices left and right. Hey, if you're on this coast, get the hell out. Move now.
Yes, I was hearing people saying, ground shaking here. I have to go. And I was like, well, where are you? So virtual worlds, amazing place to be, not always bad, but you got to be careful. Some people are not always scrupulous and nice.
True story.
But it is a great, our online communities, all of you, not just in Second Life, are a great place to be. You're all our families. We love you. We love you. Now get your hand out my pocket. It's time for us to go, Ginger.
It is time for us to go. Yay! We made it through another Monday.
Yes. Remember, if you love us here on Blog Talk, remember to favorite us. And if you don't love us, as Blaster would say, favorite us anyway. That'll teach us.
True story. That'll teach us. Favorite us anyways. You know what else to teach us? Come play with us. And I finally got my Xbox Live set up. Not that I'm going to give you guys that name, but that know me in other games.
No.
If you're my friend, you can ask me.
I will mute you. Don't you dare give out your gamer tag.
I'm not going to, but those of you who listen, who have been bugging me about my gamer tag, y'all are friends with me in other games, find me. I'll give it to you.
Oh, we had a caller on the line, amazingly enough. We tell you guys, we don't answer calls during the show, but we thank you for calling in.
We had a caller.
I'm trying.
Remember,
but
we recognized?
No, they're gone before I, right when I looked over is when they left.
Take my avatar.
Ooh, sing it, Ginger.
One of those Mondays, people. Ginger is goofy as all flipping get out.
And I'm full of Benadryl.
Yay! And now I actually have to, you know, get out of my pajamas because, you know, Ginger and Corey, we're lazy people. All right, let me repeat this. Ginger's a lazy person.
Yes, because I'm dressed. Thank you.
And our computer.
I am dressed, thank you. I have on my Pirates of the Burning Sea t-shirt. Hello, Pirates of the Burning Sea.
Very nice. I'm about to go put on my self-rescuing princess t-shirt. I got some real life stuff I got to go take care of, so I got to go be the self-rescuing princess.
Yay!
Bring it.
I gotta go find people to date my avatar.
Voice is bad.
Sure.
Yeah.
Say bye to the boys, Ginger.
Bye, boys.
See, they didn't sound like they were bad, did it?